Hello there, and welcome to the Sila Entrepreneur Podcast, where we take a look at doing online business a little differently for women over 50. I'm your host, Marta Gertzen, entrepreneur and business owner since 2008, and for far too long, I struggled with trying to figure out what I wanted to be when my business and I grew up. I was tired of buying all the courses and downloading all the freebies, all in the hope that the answer I was longing for would suddenly appear. Turns out, clarity doesn't come in an instant. It's a journey of discovery and finding answers layer by layer. As I took action, I learned what type of work I really loved to do, who I had fun serving, and the problems I loved to help them solve. That clarity gave me the confidence to start designing a simple, sustainable business that I could steward well, and I'd love to help you do the same. If you're ready to find the clarity you're longing for, then you're in the right place. Let's take this journey of discovery together. Hello and welcome back. Thank you for joining me today. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be a little more off the cuff because this is something that has come up for me recently. It's been on my heart to share with you. And I had a sense that this is the time to share it. And this is specifically speaking to my people, the women who are entrepreneurs, who are over 50, and they're in a different season of life that they were used to. And for a lot of us, it's either health issues or caring for aging parents. And this is something that we really have to learn to grow with and adjust with and learn to adapt to and learn to be flexible with. When you have your own health issues or when our parents who are aging and needing more of our help, it is a different rhythm of life. It is a different pace of life. It's a different level of expectation. And recently, I went through a tough series of days with my mother. Her Alzheimer's was causing the emotions to fly high. And it was taking more time to deal with her. And I was getting more calls from the facility where she lives. And I was needing to deal with that. And through that, I was in the middle of a really fun business project. And I was in the groove and I was trying to get it done. And I did not give myself enough rest time to deal with what was going on with my mother and really help her and walk her through what was going on in her life. And then also then just diving right back into this really fun business project. And when I was talking to a friend of mine, she reminded me, when life is getting this tough, you need to give yourself grace. And she was right. But my first response was, yeah, you're right. But I have this to do and I have that to do and I need this to do and I need to take care of this client. I need to take care of that client. And I want to pursue this idea. And I have a client call coming up. And so immediately I had excuses as to why I could not give myself grace or be gentle with myself. And that was the wrong response. She was right. I needed to take a look at what was going on in that current season and do some reevaluation. That's the reason I started my business in the first place. I started my business 16 years ago. To help take care of my mom when she was starting at the beginning of some pretty major health issues and another family member, my great aunt. And I was using up all of my vacation and all of my sick days to really take care of them, whether it was taking my mom to a doctor, making sure she was okay, talking with the nursing home regarding my great aunt. And that was a different season than I'm in now. And I haven't really been able to understand this season yet. I haven't given myself the time, partly because to me, Alzheimer's is new. I've been through major surgeries. I've been through cancer scares and I've been through cancer treatments with family members. Alzheimer's is a whole other game. And it is taking me some time to learn my way through this and finding this balance of taking care of myself, taking care of my mom, and taking care of my business and the people that I am there to help. And I bet you're experiencing the same. Maybe you have your own personal health problems, or you have your own aging parents or other caregiving responsibilities that you're learning to, they're needing to learn to adjust and grow with. And when we don't take the time to step back and evaluate what is our priority right now, everything feels urgent. Everything feels harder than it probably should be. And if I had given myself the grace, if I had taken her advice and been gentle with myself to realize this was a very tough mental season. This was a short term. It's not always this hard, but in this particular set of days, it was hard. And I needed to take a step back to make sure that I was taking care of myself so that I was prepared for the week ahead. Because what happened is this, I went through a series of very tough days. Got to Monday. We had one more appointment, one more big thing. Got my mom taken care of, got her home, settled back into the facility where she lives. Came home and I crashed. I was so tired. I was so exhausted, way more than I realized. And I don't normally nap, but this time I just was exhausted enough. I laid down and I fell asleep and I slept right through my client call. Now, thankfully, I have amazing clients. And when I woke up and realized what happened, I immediately contacted her and I said, I'm sorry, this is what's happening. This is what's going on. And she was like, no problem. I'm just glad you're okay. We can easily reschedule. And she did. She rescheduled our appointment for a couple days later. And what a gift to know that I have wonderful clients who do that. But looking back over the last few days, if I had taken my friend's advice and been gentle with myself, I would have taken better care of myself. I would have done a bit more self-care when I could, because a lot of it was over the weekend. And I also would have made more time to plan my business week. And I normally have a standard weekly review that I do on the weekend of reviewing the week that passed and looking to the week ahead and preparing for it, making sure I remember when the appointments are. Do I have the reminders? You know, I set a lot of reminders on my phone and on my calendar to remind me of what's going on. And I didn't do that this week. And that's another reason that I missed this client call, because I forgot to bring my phone with me when I went to go rest to remind me to wake up to go attend the call. Now, was rest more important than the client call? I don't know. If I had given myself time to rest before the call earlier in the day, I probably would have been fine, but I didn't plan for it. I didn't take the time to be flexible and assess what was going on and get real with where I was. And that's what we all need to do. We need to look at our business, and the reason we started it, the reason we started our business was for the freedom, was for the flexibility to handle what comes at us, what comes at us in our life, in our business, in especially as our seasons of caregiving change, to be available for that. I know that was the primary reason I started mine, was to be available to my mother, especially because I knew her health problems were going to get worse, and have the freedom and the flexibility to take care of it and take care of her. But I didn't do that this time. And my business took a hit because of it. And I had to embarrassingly apologize. And again, thankfully, I have wonderful clients who get it. But where do you need to step back and give yourself grace in your business? Because life is really hard right now. Where do you need to give yourself grace in your life? Because business is really hard. I do think it goes both ways. We're entrepreneurs. We work from home. So a lot of times life and business overlap. And we don't give ourselves enough credit to realize there's a lot going on. And when life is feeling urgent, when business is feeling urgent, that's often a sign that we need to step back and rest. We need to take a break. We need to go take a nap. We need to go take a walk. We need to just go sit and read a book, or we just need to sit and be. And because we are women, because we are nurturers, most of us have this built-in people-pleasing gene that is very hard to address. And we want to take care of our family. We want to take care of our clients. We want to pursue these fun business ideas. But guess what? We're not superwomen. We're not perfect. We're not available 24/7. We need to remind ourselves that superwoman needs to leave the building, that we're not superwomen, and we don't need to be superwomen in our business and in our lives. We need to do the best we can with what we have. And sometimes what we have is limited resources. Some of us may have health problems. Some of us have increasing caregiving responsibilities. I'll give you a couple more examples. Just in the Seedless Society Mastermind, we have one member who is going through a very tough season. Both her parents are having increasing health issues, and she is having to reevaluate and adjust her business to allow for that and to be able to make sure that she is physically and mentally available to take care of her family who really need it right now. She's having to reevaluate her business, and she was setting herself for a really neat and fun season of business growth where she's having to reassess that now and delay it or adjust it, because she knows too that that season of the tough season she has right now, while this current season is going to pass, things are going to continue to change. So she's having to adjust and decide what is her priority. Where does she need to put her energy but she's also making intentional decisions to take care of herself. And it's been wonderful to be able to affirm that with her and say, good for you for taking care of yourself so that you can take care of your parents and take care of your business. We have another member who has just gone through a long bout of an illness, and she has had to make decisions as well. She's had to give herself permission. If she needed to stop, she needed to go take a rest. When she felt better, she could go back and take care of her clients. And thankfully, she has wonderful clients as well that give her the grace she needs to maybe do things an hour or two later or do it the next day. And then we have another client who just earlier this year went through a very tough season in her family. And unfortunately for her, it came during a very busy season in her business. So she had to take a look at what's going on and reevaluate what was important in the business, what was important in her life, and then where could she let things go? Where could she delay things? And that is why we got into business, isn't it? To take care of our family, to serve our clients well, but the freedom and flexibility to do both. But because we are perfectionists, so many of us, we are highly creative and we have all these ideas of things we want to do and try in our business. And we want to take care of our family because we love them and they are a priority. But pretty soon, again, everything feels urgent and nothing gets done well. And we are so stressed out by the end that if we're not taking care of ourselves, our body is going to take care of us whether we want it to or not. So this is just a reminder to you because this is a reminder that I needed and I needed a friend to tell me this. You are in a tough season. Be gentle with yourself and give yourself some grace. So there's a couple tips for you. One is make plans for when life gets tough. Where do you need to let things go? What are some things you can outsource? Where do you just need to say, you know what? This isn't the season right now. I need to delay this a few days, a few weeks, or a few months. What are some things in the family that you could ask for help? Where are some things that you could get support to help take care of your family or get help when you're feeling really sick? Where can you get that help? And then I also think as entrepreneurs, we need to be in community with other women who get it. We understand that we are in a different season of life, that we are older, that Superwoman needs to be told to leave the building on a regular basis. And we need people to remind us to be gentle with ourselves and to give ourselves grace when we need that reminder. Because entrepreneurship is hard. Life is hard. And when they're hard at the same time, we need those constant reminders that we're not in this alone, that other women get it, and they're here to support you and walk you through it. That's one of the reasons I started my mastermind. I started to gather some women that I knew I would want to do community with. And from there, it grew into a mastermind. It didn't start that way. Maybe it's time for you to start your own group, your own support group of entrepreneurs who understand this journey you're on and the increasing and changing responsibilities that are in your life. Maybe it's time to join a group like mine, like the Sela Society Mastermind, where you are getting the support you need to grow your business from a simple and sustainable perspective while being reminded to take care of yourself and that we're here to support you when life gets hard. Maybe there's another group out there that fits you to a T that you can really get yourself into and where you could remind other women they have support while at the same time they're able to remind you. I'd love to hear from you. What's going on in your business? What's going on in your life? Where do you need support? You can start a conversation with me through Instagram or Facebook. The links are in the show notes to this episode, or you can reach out to me through selastudios.co and use my contact form. I would love to share with you some resources that I'm learning, things that I am reminding myself to do each week to prepare myself and to add some of that flexibility. Unfortunately, I didn't do it during this recent tough season, and I should have because I would have been better prepared. But there are things that I can share with you, things that I have learned over the last 16 years of entrepreneurship and caregiving and health issues. I have resources and tools that I can share with you of groups like mine or others that I know of that might be a really good fit for you to get the support that you need and the understanding you need and the reminders when you need it to give yourself grace and be gentle with yourself. So as a reminder, when life gets tough, be gentle with yourself and give yourself some grace in your business. And the opposite is true. When business is getting tough, Be gentle with yourself and give yourself some grace when it comes to life. Until next time.
Thanks for joining me. I hope you found some clarity or an aha moment that inspires you to take some action today. Before you go, could I ask a favor? I would really appreciate it if you could take a few seconds and leave a review of this show in the Apple Podcast app. Your review really does make an impact and helps spread the word about this show and gets it in the hands of other women who are looking to build simple and sustainable businesses of their own. Until next time.